Is being Thomas, after, most of it being Omaha. Thomas after, but instead Omaha. The ball was moved.
Pigskin, week 14 concludes tonight after the Monday night game. We move already into week 15. Hopefully you got your picks in. What a whack, weird, warped weekend of football. I don't think anybody out there saw any of this coming, except for the exception of our afternoon guy, Derek Moore. He got 10 victories on Pigskin. How the hell do you do that?
With this week's games, I do not know, dude.
Yeah, let's go through these, because there was all kinds of just weird, whacked out upsets. You had New England and Miami. New England loses. Tom Brady, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, he beats Peyton Manning's, okay, passing touchdown record, but loses to the Dolphins. So all I got to say right now is peace out. Get it? Peace out. Peyton Manning, a ring on each finger. Peace out. He's only got two.
Stupid.
Yes. Tom Brady has passed him, but then they had to pack up with
a
loss.
That's a real stretch.
How do you beat the record, though? Do you go home a loser?
I don't. Well, I'm telling you, though, man. Yes, they did go home a loser, but the Dolphins, they earned it. Did you? I mean, that play.
I didn't see any football.
Albert was telling us about it. The old hook and ladder is what I guess they call it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, so what happened with this big miraculous late game play?
Well, it was 5 seconds left. Kay. It was fourth down with 5 seconds left. They needed a touchdown.
That's all that was on the clock was 5 seconds.
5 seconds. Kay. And they needed a touchdown to win.
I love it when it gets like that.
Yeah.
Dude.
Not a field goal. Not anything.
Had to be a TD.
Throw the ball probably 40 yards down, maybe 30. Kay. Catches in the middle of the field. Lateral it's backwards. Person gets it, runs for it. Another lateral. That guy gets it, jukes a couple people. Bam.
How many lateral tosses they do? Two or three?
It was two.
Two.
One,
two. Yeah.
Two. Yep. And the last lateral, the guy, you know, was hesitant. And I feel like Pittsburgh, Patriots thought they were just going to tackle him. So they weren't really, like, going after
too
him.
Too aggressive.
Like, yeah.
Same,
they were
yeah.
like, oh, we're going to get him. And all of a sudden, he put on the burners. It was like, boom, bam, and was gone.
Got touchdown. Around him.
Yeah. Touchdown.
Started juking and yeah, man, it was awesome.
By this time now, the clock's done. Miami wins.
Miami wins.
Yeah.
Ah!
It was so crazy. It was the craziest. So as long as you are throwing the football backwards,
you're good.
And you're not passing.
I don't even think, can it be directly to the side? It has to go behind you, doesn't it?
It has to go behind you.
Okay.
No, it could go directly to us as long as it doesn't go.
Increase.
In, yeah.
Can
ahead
it be
of you.
An over the hand pass or does it have to be
a
flip?
It could be over the hand pass as long as it's behind you.
Oh, okay. As long as you're going like that or whatever, but you can't, like, stop and throw
and
it.
And throw it forward.
Yeah,
or
can't, you can't do that.
Okay.
Be a
so
forward
as
pass.
Many times as you want, as long as you're doing it backwards, huh?
Yep.
What do they used to call those? A flea flicker?
Oh, the good old flea flicker.
Yeah. Isn't that what they used to call back in the day? Now it's all lateral hooking, whatever the hell. So they beat the Patriots that way.
That was incredible. It was just an incredible game, man.
What does this do to the Patriots playoffs? Anything?
No, I mean, they still have a chance because they're 7-9-4 now.
Okay.
So as long as they stay around five losses, they probably could hit six.
Okay.
And still make it in because it's under their division. Their division, they're pretty good. But I mean, next week they play against Pittsburgh and they're in the same division. So
let's move on to the other upset though. Is Pittsburgh all that good? They lost to Oakland.
Yeah. Oh my Lord. Oh.
That was bad.
Oh.
And they were
at
home in Oakland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a bad game, and I don't know how that happened either. That was 21. That was also close. They're so close, all of them, dude. That was
and
3-point
the
game.
Los Angeles Rams, who did they play? They lost.
Oh, they play Chicago. But Chicago has a stifling defense.
Did you
they
see that game?
I didn't see that game. I wouldn't want to see a 15-6 game.
No.
Yeah. That's just all defense. That's terrible.
In general, in football, that's good because that means you have a solid. But as a fan, you don't want to watch a 15-6 game.
No, all that is just you're getting a yard here and there. It's just all just
it's
banging.
It's four and outs the whole time in a couple field goals. So, but the Chicago has a great, and the thing about it, the Rams has a great defense as well, too. But I guess Chicago's is just
and the Rams are visiting, correct? They were in Chicago.
Yep.
Okay.
I didn't even watch that game because I just thought there's just no way.
That was done. Yeah. Everybody picked the Rams. Everyone said, oh, that's easy. Chicago can't do anything. And let's go to the Houston Texan game. Houston Texans were dealt a loss. And who did that to them? Was it the Colts?
Yep, the Colts. Remember I was telling you Andrew Luck Schroeder is better now. He's playing like the Andrew Luck of past. He is 100% healthy now. He is on a roll. If they didn't have those first six losses in the beginning where he's still trying to get healed, yeah, he'll probably be MVP contender right now. But you can't be an MVP contender at 7-6. There's no...
Yeah, too much of the season's gone.
Yeah, too much of it is
gone. So let me ask you this. Do you think next year then, because he'll be... Hopefully nothing else happens this season. He keeps mending. He's back. Next year, they go?
Oh, it if they make a couple more trades, they need a little more offense, a little more receivers, a little better.
They got
to
bolster
offensive
up
line.
The,
yeah,
the
but
team.
if they get two or three more players, oh.
Andrew Luck's that good.
Oh, Andrew Luck is good. He was not playing well because he's been injured.
Yeah.
When he is healthy, that guy is, and he's fast, and they don't understand he's a mobile quarterback as well. So he could get out of the pocket and run.
There's
and
a lot more
and,
to
yeah,
him.
And throw on the run. He's great. He's great. I love Andrew Luck.
Who's their running back? The Colts.
That is a good question. I'm not really sure.
Do they have a solid running back? Because I know they've got T.Y. Hilton. Yeah,
don't ask me. I don't know.
The receiver's pretty good.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know.
I don't think they got like a standout running back. Anyone who
T.Y. Hilton as a receiver, he is a good receiver.
He's fantastic,
He is a good receiver.
Let's talk about the other upset. Everybody thought Denver was going to just breeze right by the Niners.
Man.
San Francisco. Both the Bay teams got wins unexpectedly off of teams that are pretty decent that they shouldn't have beat, and the 49ers won one.
Yes, Nick Mullins, which is the quarterback that they just got from Safeway. You know?
Yeah, he was bagging groceries.
Yeah, he was
like, oh my God, look at that. That guy can throw a can
of
beans. You didn't read the story? It was all over SI last week. They saw this guy throwing a can of Vandekamp's pork and beans at the Safeway. Didn't they, Albert?
Yeah, he was at the Safeway.
And the coach, what's his name?
Shanahan.
Yeah, Shanahan. He's in there buying groceries. He sees this guy throw this big fat can of...
both are such liars.
They see him throw this can of beans, this pork fried beans, and they're like, hey, do you want to play football? The guy's like, what's football? They're like, come on over here. They take him over
football?
Yeah, they take him over to Levi's Stadium, and he starts practicing with cans of beans, and they're like, can you do that with a football? And he's like, I don't know. And they won. Yep.
Man, that's impressive.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy who? Jimmy Rod who? Yeah, this guy's a big hot shot.
Nick Mullins, man.
What is he, like,
remember
the 15th string quarterback or something that they just put in?
He's not even a string quarterback. Dude,
he's like what do they call those?
A special teams kicker.
No. What, the people that buy the seats.
Oh, yeah.
he's like a kid or a cousin of a seat holder.
Yeah, he's
a season ticket holder. Yeah, they did a drawing. They're like, hey, we need someone to play quarterback. Send us your photos of your cute grandchildren.
Where did they really get him from? Is he a walk-on?
No, he was a practice squad guy. Oh, okay. So he was just on the practice squad, and they were like, all right, we need a quarterback.
No way.
And brought him up.
And he's doing decent.
And he's okay.
He's all right. I mean, he's not going to, once when Jimmy comes back, he's not taking Jimmy's
spot. Well, what the hell, though, with Rotten Hamburger in Pittsburgh?
Oh, odd.
I mean, how did none of it makes sense.
None of it does.
None of it does.
Oakland.
It's so weird.
What I really think is that when teams play these worse, bad teams, they play down to those teams' levels.
They're not expecting.
Yeah. So they're not playing their hardest, and all of a sudden these teams are coming out playing really hard, and then they have to play catch up.
Yeah.
And sometimes once you're trying to play catch up, you can't.
Yeah.
It's out of
the
hands.
So they show up and they're not bringing their A games. You're like, hey, let's kind of lean back, let's save our players, let's just go at this easy, and then it gets away from them, and they're out of time.
Yep.
Wow. Any other upsets? What else happened? Anything else good?
There's no upsets, but there was a fight on the Green Bay. With the Green Bay game against Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay, what happened?
Well, it's just, you know, you gotta protect your quarterback.
It's my quarterback.
That's my quarterback.
You can say a lot of mean stuff, but don't do about my quarterback. Tony Romo, he's my quarterback.
He's got Felix.
I got Felix, yeah. Don't you have him on my quarterback? That's ridiculous.
Oh, that'll never be forgotten.
Ever.
So, Aaron Rodgers, he scrambles, and he's running for like 20 yards, and he tries to slide, and somebody hits him while he's sliding. It was a perfectly legal hit. It wasn't a helmet-to-helmet. He did it with the shoulder, hit Aaron Rodgers in the shoulder, but that's the quarterback. You
know what
I mean? That's their quarterback, so they had to protect their quarterback, and then it was just all that little rumble inside.
So did the refs call it? Was it a late hit or a hard hit?
No, it wasn't a late hit. I don't think they threw a flag on it either because it was a legal hit. He hit
Green Bay just got pissed because Falcons hit him too hard.
Yeah, And that's their quarterback.
That's their quarterback.
And that's Aaron Rodgers. So a whole scrum came out.
Big fight, helmets off. I mean, did they go?
Well, it wasn't, you know, they never take helmets off in the NFL. I don't know why. If I ever get in a fight in the NFL, why would I take my helmet off? That protects my head.
Yeah. Hockey, any of it. Anywhere you get a helmet, why would you take it off?
Why would you take that off?
Motorcycle riding, car racing.
You just can't win if everyone's got pads on. I mean, let's get down to the skin and the bones of it. We're going to fight. Let's fight. What are you going to do? Just slap helmets and push pads?
And that's all they did. Slap helmets and push pads. There's this one guy that got somebody in a headlock. He literally jumped on his back and got him in a headlock.
You're going to headlock a guy with a football helmet on. That's literally the easiest headlock to him. There's no way you could not do it.
Yeah. Well, that is fantastic. Get in for the picks. Who's playing tonight, Joe? What do we have?
Tonight's game should be another fantastic game. I don't know how it's going to go or how I'm going to pick. It's Minnesota in Seattle. Seattle's 78%, Minnesota 22%.
I think I picked Seattle on that. Is how I went.
I took Minnesota because I was trying for the upsets this week, but I may have to just go back to Seattle because I lost my behind.
And let's talk about final tallies now between myself, Derek Moore, Monica Lowe, Joe, and Prince Albert. Who had the most victories for the week? Run it down.
The most victories for the week looked to be Tall D.
Yep, Tall D with the 10. Yeah.
He got 10 wins.
He made a serious move, dude.
That is a big jump, and that's a good score because this was tough picking. There was a lot of the upsets. Who was in second?
Second looks to be you, and I can't see. I wish that we could put all five. No, it's and Dog and Monica tied.
Hey, how many wins did we get?
8.
Yeah. What about you and Albert?
We tied for last with 6.
Woo! Also, I picked up 2 victories over you.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And now Prince Albert and myself, we're tied for last.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm only 2 ahead of you. Monica's got 134, Derek 132, 127 for me, and 125 for you and Albert.
Oh, so we're fighting for third place right now, Albert.
Yeah, right now, Tall D's trying to get that first place win.
Yeah.
Tall D's trying to get it.
You know what sucks about this, Albert? I'm going to tell you. When we get down to the end of the year here, and it's just the way this is set up, you lose 2 or 3 of your best picked weeks, your highest picked weeks. So typically, I'm always losing my rear end towards the end of this. You lose 2 or 3 of your best end weeks, and I come in last.
Yeah.
I don't know how it happens, but that is pretty much what will happen again this year.
Hey, I don't know how I did it this week. I don't know what the hell happened. I think the thing that threw me over the top was I did go Cleveland, even though you did. You gambled on some stuff you shouldn't have, hoping that it would flip-flop. But, again, you got to know a guy in Hackensack. You got to have a guy to call on, and that's what I did. Then I started working with this guy, and then Derek Moore, he calls a guy that's even better. Who's Derek? Who's Tall D guy? Talking to?
We need that guy.
Yes,
we need his number. He's hiding it. He's hoarding it.
See, that's what he does. He plays like that all year long, and then he gets to the end, he really pours on the hot coals.
Yeah.
You can't catch him.
Hey, I got the torque thrusters and the afterburners coming, too.
Yeah, you do.
It's going to be a big, different week for week 15 and 16. And
I don't like that at all.
Hopefully 17.
No.
Jump on, 937theriver.com. Get your picks in after tonight, week 15. We've got that week and 2 more, and then we're done. It goes into playoffs.
It's incredible. I can't believe, man, it's going this fast.
Jump on, and coming up later on, we'll crown this week's winner. Well, actually, we can't do that until tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We got to conclude this week. So 937theriver.com, pigskin picks, get them in. Here's REO Speedwagon.